This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as, of course, Newsmax TV in hour number 3. That's coming up in about 55 minutes. We'll be on Newsmax TV, Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216, Dish, and many cable systems all over these great United States, including Comcast Xfinity. So make sure you check that out, or if you don't get us on any of the satellite networks or any of the cable networks, then just go to NewsmaxTV.com and you can watch on your computer, on your laptop, your desktop, NewsmaxTV.com. My show comes up live at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, or the other thing you can do is you can get the Newsmax app on your phone and you can watch live on your cell phone. Or just listen right here at USA Radio or any of our stations, including my flagship, 790 AM in Las Vegas. Donald Trump raises $36 million ahead of the Democratic debates. President Trump has raised $36 million since announcing last week he would seek re-election just ahead of the Democratic presidential debates. President Trump's seven-day total dominates the $18 million raised by Democrat presidential hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders in the first quarter of fundraising. So Trump is doing great. 225 people attended Trump's joint fundraising committee at an event Tuesday at the Trump International Hotel, where the president raised $6 million. Trump's Tuesday night total fell just short of surpassing the $6.3 million that former Vice President Joe Biden raised on his first campaigning day for the Democratic presidential nomination. President Trump's campaign and joint fundraising groups have more than $40 million on hand, a stark contrast from Sanders, who has $22 million, the most cash on hand of all the Democratic presidential contenders. And according to the latest data, the Republican National Committee has more than $37 million cash on hand, while the Democratic National Committee has a little more than $8 million with a debt of $6 million. So Republicans doing really well. I told you earlier in the show I'd come back and talk to you about nationalized health care in England and what's coming to America. UK Socialized Medicine Hospital tells 83-year-old woman who broke her arm in two places she is too old for treatment and sent her away. This is your future, folks. Get ready for it if the Democrats take control. In Cambridge, England, a guy's mother was routinely turned down for any kind of life-enhancing heart treatment, and they basically told her to go home and sit until she passes. Susan Halbert, 83, was turned away from Glasgow's New Victoria Hospital. She was taken there by paramedics after she fell at her home and broke her arm. Health chiefs have had forced to apologize after an 83-year-old woman was turned away from a hospital for being too old. Susan Halbert, 83, from Newton Means, Renfrewshire, fell outside her home and broke her arm in two places. Paramedics were called, took her to Glasgow's New Victoria Hospital. She was told doctors would not see her because she was over 65. She was then taken to A&E, I don't know what that is, this is from a British article, at the Queen Elizabeth University Hospital, where after a six-hour wait, she was given a splint and sent home. The New Victoria has minor injuries unit, which is equipped to deal with limb injuries. Well, of course, some hospitals can't even deal with limb injuries when you have universal health care run by the government. There are actually hospitals that can't deal with a broken arm. In the United States, you break your arm, you go to an urgent care clinic on every block, and they can take care of you. You only need an emergency room if you like, you know, if your arm, if your leg is bent backwards in 52 places and your knee is no longer in its socket. You know, then if you dislocated your knee or your ankle, you might need an emergency room, but an urgent care can take care of this in the United States. Mrs. Halbert is still wearing a brace in her arm, said, "I've never experienced anything like it." The paramedics were lovely. Unfortunately, that didn't continue. They took me to Victoria. We went inside, only for the receptionist to explain I couldn't be seen because I was over the age of 65. So the paramedics had to take me to Queen Elizabeth, which was so busy I had to wait for hours to be triaged and treated. I was very cross at the time, she said, because I was there with my arm broken in two places in great pain. And there was this woman on reception, it wasn't even a doctor, telling me I couldn't go in. We are all people. Whether someone is 1 or 101, they all deserve to be treated the same, not like second-class citizens, she said. This is the latest blunder by overstretched NHS frontline services, which is their version of universal health care. In 2015, we were told how a GP, meaning a general practitioner, I guess, at the same hospital, failed to treat an Ebola survivor, Pauline Kafferke, after she attended an out-of-hours service complaining of feeling unwell. In other words, this is a British article, so I can't always read. You know, even in England, they speak strange English, I swear. I gather what they're saying is she showed up out of hours. In other words, hospitals must be like 9 to 5 in England. And if you show up after 5, there's a skeletal crew there that can't help you. Ms. Kafferke, a nurse who contracted Ebola while volunteering in Africa, was given an anti-sickness injection. After being allowed home, her condition deteriorated, and she was then flown to the Royal Free Hospital in London for treatment. In November last year, the new Victoria is one of 5 hospitals run by NHS to cancel operations because of problems with a surgical decontamination unit. At least 140 patients, including some urgent cancer cases, were affected at the Glasgow Royal Infirmary Queen Elizabeth University Hospital following the closure of their decontamination unit. An inspection has raised concerns over the fabric of the building. Folks, this is life in these crappy, low-class, low-level, European, universal healthcare countries. This isn't life in really bad countries. You know, what Donald Trump would call SH holes? Those countries are like Cuba, Venezuela, Angola, Zimbabwe. Those countries, they just let you die in the street. Matter of fact, they probably shoot you in the head like an animal and then bury you in the back. But in these crappy European countries, life is miserable if you get sick. You're in a room with 50 other people. They don't give you a private room. Wow. By the way, I wanted to mention, I mentioned on my show today that Colonel Bob Frank died. And I did want to make sure that I say my condolences and prayers to his wife, Kay. His wife's name is Kay, as in K-A-Y. I sent her a nice text last night and a nice note letting her know how I really loved Bob and thought he was a great guy and a great patriot. You know, again, I'm a national host on radio and TV, but I live in Vegas. I'm a Vegas guy. And when someone local dies in Vegas who's important to the conservative movement, I'm going to mention it on my national show. It's okay. Matter of fact, you know, my flagship show is still here in Las Vegas. So Colonel Bob Frank has passed. Very sad. And we're going to miss him. He's a great conservative warrior. And his wife's name is Kay. And I want to send her our love and our best wishes and our condolences. We're so sorry. But you had a great man there, Kay. Great man. Great patriot for America. All right, I also want to mention Dog the Bounty Hunter. Their real last name is Chapman. It's the Chapman family. The wife, Beth Chapman, died this morning. I don't know anything about them. I've never been friends with them. Reality TV show couple. I have no idea if they're good guys or bad guys, although he was a hero who went out, you know, going after bad guys and capturing criminals who were on the dole. So he's probably a good guy, but I don't know them. All I could say is she died at 51 years old, Beth Chapman. Way, way, way too young to die. Way, way, way too young to die. Very sad. All right. Will she be held accountable? AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, openly commits brazen anti-American felony. See, this is the problem I have. What is illegal in the United States of America? What's a crime? What's treason? If a congressperson tells you how to break the law, isn't that treason? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez made all kinds of headlines about concentration camps. And that's what made the news headlines. But what didn't is that she said, warning, she tweeted this out, warning, the Trump administration is expected to begin ICE raids across the country tomorrow. So when a congressperson warns you that ICE is coming, which could get ICE agents killed, isn't that a crime and isn't that treason? If an ICE agent is murdered, isn't that somehow she participated in a murder? She says, targeting people for Roundup. Now is the time for us to come together. And she was chock full of advice for illegal aliens. Please share this info widely. Make sure your neighbors have it. Your home could be a safe space or a haven for others. Let your neighbors and community know, even if it's just to relax in the stress of time. She's telling people to call United We Stand. United We Stand is a Soros-funded immigrant advocacy group whose current director, Graysa Martinez Rosas, said in 2017, white supremacist politicians have one goal, to push all people of color into jails and into detention camps, off the voter rolls and out of the country. I mean, this is a full-scale attack on ICE. And she's giving advice on how to get away from ICE. And she's sending you to groups that are clearly anti-American and clearly want to help illegals. That's a crime. I'd like to know where it all stands. Are you really allowed to do that as an elected official of the United States of America? And this gives you some idea of where we are in America today. A worker in a bar spit on Eric Trump. Owners of the high-end Chicago cocktail lounge where President Donald Trump's son was spat on by an employee has been put on paid leave. The group's called the Alania Group. Trump confirmed to Breitbart News U.S. Secret Service took an employee of the Aviary into custody following the incident. Trump said the ordeal was purely a disgusting act by someone who clearly has emotional problems. For a party that preaches tolerance, this once again demonstrates they have very little civility. When someone is sick enough to resort to spitting on someone, it just emphasizes the sickness and desperation and the fact that we're winning. It was in the West Loop area bar in Chicago. Here's what's funny about all this. Wait till Chicago finds out on August 1st, Wayne Root takes over Chicago. 5 to 8 p.m. for the top of the Sears Tower, otherwise known as the Willis Tower. The Wayne Allyn Root Show. Wow. We're going to have fun in Chicago. They're going to be spitting at Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Gold's on fire. If you haven't noticed, Iranian attacks, trade wars with China, the worst crisis at the border in our history, and U.S. debt exceeds $22 trillion. It's these events and many more that have pushed gold up dramatically. I mean, gold was like $1,100 and change, and now it's over $1,400. It's been an unbelievable meteoric rise for the last 2 months, and I hope you've been part of it. But even if you've been part of it, it doesn't mean you made any money. It was $1,100 and change, now it's $1,400 and change. But it depends on what you purchased and who you purchased it from, because you may not have earned a penny. Gold and precious metals are vital to your portfolio, but buying from the right people at the right price is even more important. Now more than ever, you need an evaluation. And here's an amazing offer. The CEO of Tangible Investments, who has been interviewed on CNBC, Discovery Channel, the History Channel, friend of mine for 15 years, will evaluate your holdings for free. He frequently charges $2,000 per hour. We will also send you this award-winning DVD and New York Times bestselling author's book, free. Tangible knows that many people have been ripped off in the past by precious metals companies, and we want to help. And I've known these guys for 15 years. Call now, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, and the first 20 qualified callers will also get this gold coin, the retail value of $199. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. So here's the deal. He'll do an evaluation of what you've got, your assets, and how much you need to have in gold. If you have too much gold, too little gold, how to get more gold, how to get it at the best price, that's free. You get a free DVD, that's free. You get a free book, that's free. And the first 20 callers, qualified callers, will get a free gold coin worth $199. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Thank you, Tangible, for sponsoring the show. The New York Times running a horrible photo on the front page of two dead migrants laying face down in the Rio Grande. They're trying to highlight the perilous plight of migrants as they try to enter the U.S., but this is very problematic. It's tragic. I get that. Of course it's tragic. But it happened because a choice is made by the family to illegally cross in the U.S., and it's happening because Democrats won't build the wall. That's who it's from. That's why it's happening. Details of the incident were confirmed Tuesday by the Mexican government. When the girl jumped in, and I guess it was the father of the girl tried to reach her. When he tried to grab the girl, he went in further and he couldn't get out. And so they both wound up dead. It's a terrible thing. But Democrats are the one who caused this. Here's what Trump tweeted out. Democrats should change the loopholes and asylum laws so lives will be saved at the southern border. They said it was not a crisis at the border, that it was all just manufactured. Now they admit that I was right, but they must do something about it. Fix the laws now. That's who gets the blame, Democrats. And the people who make the decision to come here illegally. Meanwhile, House Democrats passed a $4.5 billion partisan funding bill for a migrant crisis, but none of the Republicans voted for it. Three of them, I believe, in the whole U.S. House. And here's why. A $4.5 billion emergency border aid bill, final count 230-195. Three Republicans voted yes. As you might have guessed, Democrats passed a bill that they knew would get bipartisan support, which will create problems trying to mesh it with a bipartisan $4.6 billion Senate bill already in progress. Democrats denied any funding to ICE, refused to fund investigations into human trafficking. They didn't provide any help to stop the crisis from happening. Unbelievable. Withholds additional funding for ICE, withholds funding sought by the GOP to investigate human trafficking that's being used to smuggle children across the border. At the end of the day, it seems unlikely House and Senate will be able to agree on a bill that passes before the end of the month when the funding runs dry. Wow. You cannot get Democrats to do anything necessary in this country. Meanwhile, the Senate passed a $4.5 billion bipartisan border bill. Senators voted 84-8 on their $4.5 billion bill, which includes nearly $3 billion in humanitarian aid. But I guarantee you not one dime for the wall. I'll bet you not one dime for the wall. The White House request includes $3.3 billion for humanitarian assistance, $1.1 billion for border operations, and $377 million for the National Guard and Pentagon to be able to function on the border. Over 100,000 are pouring across that border every month. That means every month it's like the invasion of D-Day. Democrats don't care. When we get back, a black woman claims a bartender at a Michigan restaurant made her give up the seat, her seat, for white customers. And the restaurant says that's not what happened. There's just a lot of people out there that make stories up and lie so they can sue you for $100,000 and get rich quick without working. That's the real story. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is now considering a humanitarian aid package for migrants that are being held in detention on the southern border. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson says he grew angry and very emotional when he saw the viral picture of a young immigrant father and his toddler who drowned trying to cross into the United States.
I realize tragedies occur all over this country, all over the world. I don't want to see another picture like that on the U.S. border.
President Trump is now on his way to the G20 summit in Japan. Before he left, he told Fox Business News Network he's concerned about the separation of migrant kids from their parents.
Separation's a terrible thing of the families. And I said, well, I'm going to put people together, but it's going to mean more people coming up. But and it has from that standpoint.
This is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. We are in the Fordham Resources Studio. We have the main title sponsor of the show. And they have the naming rights to the studio, so it's Fordham Resources Studio that I broadcast this show out of. I'm known as the capitalist evangelist because I have great enthusiasm for capitalism, and I love all-American stories, and what could be more all-American than Wall Street, a Wall Street story? Why? Because you can make money with stocks. I tell the story all the time. My dad made like $20,000 a year as a butcher in the 1970s and 1980s, but he loved gambling on Wall Street. He loved betting on stocks. And he found one stock called Seven Arts, and eventually it became a huge hit. It took him, I think it was like 6 or 7 years, where it just languished. But in year number 6 or 7, at the very end, it had a dramatic rise. And my dad, who made $20,000 a year his whole life, made 100, I think it was 150 grand in 1 year. It was the biggest home run of his life. And for a couple of years, we lived like rich people. He bought a big house. He drove a nice car. He was a butcher who acted like he was rich because he made 150 grand 1 year. Never made it again, but he did. That's the joy of stocks, man. And remember, you're not working. You're putting your money up and you're letting the company work. So if it works, man, it works. And Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. It's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent a share stock to $200 per share. My father would have made like $1 million via that stock. You know, Seven Arts didn't do that. 15 cents to $200 per share? He created $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. It's an amazing company. They also own the 180-square-mile city of gold mining property. You know, gold is going through the roof. It's now over $1,400 an ounce. And they own a 180-square-mile mining property. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Check them out. Make your own informed decision. FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. Ticker symbol FTMR. We got our guest here. It is Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil of D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Wayne, always great to be with you. Thanks.
All right, so you bring with you some stories that I really know nothing about. That's good. That's really good. So you said he spoke today to the Faith and Freedom Coalition. I did not know that. I'm a very busy guy. You know what I do? I'm the only radio host in America who works like a 16-hour day with all of my businesses and all of my careers, and then I just happen to show up and do a hobby. I host radio for 3 hours a day. So I'm not around to see this stuff, so I don't even know what's going on when it comes to like a Faith and Freedom Coalition. Was that in your way in D.C. today?
Yeah, it was D.C., and it is a little bit niche. It's not like it was all over the news. But Trump did speak at the Faith and Freedom Conference, and that's an annual event that takes place. Ralph Reed is the one who heads it up. And, you know, I didn't catch all of his speech, but I caught the beginning minutes, and Trump just rocked it. I mean, he was hilarious. I mean, here's the president with a really good sense of humor, but he also drove home a point, which I know is just so crucial to you and me and all your listeners, that this nation was founded on God-given rights, and that's the core of our greatness, and that's what we need to stick to. So it was a great message. If you get the chance to catch some of the highlights online, go for it, because it's worthwhile.
All right. I know who Ralph Reed is. He's actually been a guest on my show, so I know Ralph, and I think when he came on the show, he said he had watched me and listened to me many times, so he seemed like a really nice guy, a great Christian and a great Christian Republican who always fights for Republican candidates. So that's a good thing. Elizabeth Warren, I have here on my notes, is something you wanted to talk about. Flip-flops on the border crisis. So my question for you is, how did she flip-flop? I kind of assumed she's just like the other Democrats. They're all for open borders, and they always have been. Was she actually at some point kind of against open borders, and now she went to the left even further?
Well, she was dancing around the issue for a little bit, but here's what's even a bigger headline with Elizabeth Warren. She just came out in support of legalizing prostitution, which is, you know, for somebody who's running for the White House, for the President of the United States, to come out and say that, hey, we should legalize the sex trade and so forth, it's just ridiculous. And it just shows how these Democrats are just scrambling to become the bottom feeders of American society.
Right. Well, you know, look, this is probably one of the few issues in the world I'm a little bit liberal on, because I live in Nevada, and I'm, you know, gambling, prostitution, marijuana, who cares if someone else wants to do it? As long as they don't affect me, they can do whatever they want in their own bedroom. I don't care. I think if two consenting adults want to have sex, and one wants to pay for it, everybody wins. I don't know what the big deal is. So I don't really care, but I agree with you that it's unseemly for a presidential candidate to campaign on that. I just think it seems low class, and it's not an issue that's important enough to even get involved in for a presidential candidate, so I agree with you. I just don't think it's a big deal if prostitution gets legalized. That's all I'd say.
Well, here's where she flip-flopped on that point. She used to be dead set against it because she spoke about the need to curtail the industry because of the sex trafficking of children. And now, apparently, just a couple years later, after giving thumbs up to legislation that speaks to that issue, she's changed her mind and believes in legalizing it. So,
you know why? I'll bet you I know why. Because there's money.
I mean,
liberals are for taxing and legalizing everything because they need the money so desperately. Did you see what Illinois has been doing, by the way? Illinois has legalized and taxed everything. They can't find enough things to get their hands on. So they want everything to be legal so that they can tax it when the mafia runs it and they don't get the tax money. So that's why liberals suddenly believe in taking advantage of women with prostitution. They used to say it was horrible, taking advantage of women. Now it's like, no problem, it's taxed. We get the money. We can give more welfare out. We'll get more votes. Right?
Absolutely. Drugs, sex, that's the Democrats' trade.
Yeah, so I mean, Illinois went so overboard. I'm a very pro-gambling guy, and I've been on and off in the gambling business my whole career. And so Illinois went so overboard with gambling. Every state in America is like putting their toes in the water when it comes to sports gambling. Illinois said, we could have kiosks at the Wrigley Field while the Cubs are playing. We could have it at Soldier Field while the Bears are playing. They legalized gambling everywhere. You could bet on sports like in the middle of a bar, in the middle of a restaurant, in the middle of a racetrack. You could do it online. Illinois, and then they threw in legalized marijuana at the same time. Illinois is so desperate for money that they just go further than anybody could ever imagine because they need money. I get it. You know, I understand. But anyway, here's the thing that I think we should rip Elizabeth on. I'm not going to worry about legalizing prostitution. It goes on every day. You want to legalize it and take tax money. I don't even mind that. I have a problem with reparations for anyone. Blacks, now gays. Who are they going to come up with reparations for next? Unbelievable. She wants reparations for gays and lesbians.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the whole reparations argument is just pandering to the special interest. And it just, honestly, in my mind, it just shows how desperate these Democrats are to find some sort of linchpin that they can use to win against Donald Trump. And they have nothing. I mean, the economy's chugging along. That's like 90% of the voters right there. If they have a steady paycheck coming in, they're happy. So no wonder Democrats are just looking for any little fish in the water they can grab a hold of.
Yeah, well, you know, we're talking, by the way, with Cheryl Chumley of the Washington Times. She's the opinion editor for the Washington Times, and she is the author of The Devil in D.C. And Cheryl, here's the deal. If they think that you can beat Donald Trump's good economy with A, legalizing prostitution, B, reparations for lesbians, and C, concentration camps on the border, they're living in Mars. They're in a different planet, a different universe. It's a joke.
Yeah, they're loons, Wayne. But we know that. And, I mean, this is just more evidence, more underscoring of the fact that the Democratic Party is the party of the loon right now.
All right, last topic for the day. The Democratic presidential debates start tonight. Just another thing I have no time to watch. I'll come home and I'll just get the highlights. Because who has time to watch a bunch of loons, as you put it, say stupid things and fall over themselves? Who can bribe the electorate the most? You know, I'm not going to waste my time watching. I'm taking my three of my kids to dinner tonight. I don't want to watch that. But give us a preview of what you think is going to happen in tonight's part one. I know it's tonight and tomorrow. Part one with the minor candidates plus Elizabeth Warren tonight.
Okay, well, let me preface that by saying I will be watching it, and I will be writing on it for the Washington Times.
My condolences.
Yeah, skip the 2 hours, but go to Washington Times and catch my highlights on it, because I'm pretty sure what's going to happen is we're going to see the Democrats race to be the one with the biggest giveaway. I mean, that's all the Democratic Party stands for right now, socialist principles about giving away our hard-earned tax dollars to the lowest common denominator in America that just doesn't want to work. And that's my prediction for the debate.
Right. I mean, that's all they've got. They don't have anything else. It's all about giving away everything you can give to everybody. And I had someone who wrote me the other day and said, Wayne, I love your column so much in the newspaper. You've got to do a column on what's the difference between just offering people $100 each to vote for me or what the Democrats are doing. It's just bribery. There's no difference. They're bribing the electorate. I don't understand. Why is this allowed? And you know the other thing I don't get? Maybe you could do a column on this. And you could send me your column, Cheryl. Call up a legal expert and ask them, is it actually legal for someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, an elected congressperson, to give people advice on breaking the law?
You know,
can you do that? Can you tell people ICE is coming? First of all, by telling them ICE is coming, isn't that a crime? And second of all, by giving them advice, here's what you do if ICE knocks on your door, call a lawyer, tell them I won't go without a warrant. That's giving advice to criminals. How can an elected official give advice to criminals and say breaking the law is now okay according to me, a United States congressperson?
You're absolutely right. I don't know. And that's an excellent suggestion to call an attorney and get a quote from him. I think
it's treason. I realize it because, and by the way, I drive a Maserati. I like to drive fast, right? So I think I'm going to go 150 miles an hour tonight. And if a cop stops me, I'm going to say, well, it's okay because I don't like the law. Right? Would that argument work, do you think, Cheryl Chumley?
Easy pass, yep.
Democrats say they don't like illegal immigration, so therefore you could just ignore it. I don't get it. I don't like taxes. So you know what I'm going to tell the IRS? Screw you. I'm not paying one dime. You think that would work? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor, Washington Times. Always enjoy having you. Author of The Devil in D.C. Thanks for coming on. And send me your column tomorrow about the debates so I can see what you think of it, okay?
Sure will. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Cheryl. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Wall Street. Kit founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
War now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Newsmax TV coming up in about 7.5 minutes. By the way, the advertiser I want to thank, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is VRA, VRAinsider.com. Three most important letters you'll ever need to memorize. VRA, VRA, VRA. Very easy to memorize. Am I a brander or what? Every single person who listens to this show has to remember VRA, right? After all these weeks of saying VRA, 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 it's hard to forget. It's like a tune that won't get out of your head. You know, like that Allstate tune, Good Hands, People, and all that stuff. Well, Kip Etridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success at picking stock winners, and I give Kip my highest endorsement and recommendation. He spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003, and he's beaten Wall Street 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio. Kip's offering a free two-week membership to VRA, so go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. All right. New study is out. The three least patriotic states are all run by Democrats. What a surprise. This is according to a report released on Monday. The survey from Wallet Hub looked at 13 indicators of how people express patriotism, including joining the military, voting in the 2016 presidential election, volunteering for AmeriCorps, and found the three least patriotic states have been controlled by Democrats. Of the bottom three states, California, New York, and New Jersey, all the states have Democrat majority legislatures, Democrats serving as governor. On a scale of 1 to 50, for example, New Jersey and New York rank towards the bottom in terms of military enrollment, while New Jersey is taking 48 on the list, New York is one step lower at 49. New Jersey and New York have the lowest number of veterans per capita. The three states ranked low in terms of civic engagement. California ranked near the bottom. Well, of course, they're out rollerblading. They're out at strip clubs. They're out smoking pot. They're not joining the military and fighting for America. They're not doing anything for America. California was number 48 for volunteering. Actually, number 48 for civic engagement. It has a low volunteer rate, 46 for volunteering. Overall, the survey found red states had higher levels of patriotism than blue states due to their high levels of civic and military engagement. The most patriotic states included New Hampshire, Wyoming, Utah, and Idaho. Interesting story. And just to show you how we're getting screwed on social media, I mean, I could have told you, we're just getting completely screwed. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg brags about blocking pro-life ads in the Irish elections. These guys are picking and choosing what they want and who they want to see elected. That's what they're doing. And they're helping to change elections. Social media, Silicon Valley, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you name it. Zuckerberg spoke at the Aspen Ideas Festival today, Wednesday, about what Facebook is doing to regulate content and advertising. They've been shutting down traffic to conservative websites and banning conservative sites since the 2016 election. Conservatives dominated social media in 2006, and they got the truth out, and Facebook couldn't allow that now, could they? Facebook ended that in 2017. Facebook eliminated over 1.5 billion page views to conservative websites from Facebook in 1 year. Unbelievable. And my friends at Gateway Pundit have been talking about that for 2 years now. That they killed their traffic. Here's a, they show a map showing the top conservative publishers who've been targeted by Facebook since 2017. Facebook's eliminated content from a vast majority of top conservative publishers, including Gateway Pundit. And in February, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas published proof from a whistleblower that Facebook plotted and planned to remove conservative content from their platform. So on Wednesday, today, Mark Zuckerberg bragged about banning pro-life ads from American companies during the Irish elections. The company decided it was the best thing to do. So that's what's happening. You can't get ads out there. If you're a conservative, no ads are allowed. And, you know, hundreds of millions of people are on Facebook. Far-left Reddit quarantines the largest pro-Trump forum online as the election season begins. Reddit just quarantined the Donald on Reddit. You know, the Donald is a site that has literally millions of people going to it on Reddit. And they talk about me all the time. Wayne Root, my articles, my columns, the things I say on radio and TV, constantly on the Donald. And Reddit just quarantined it just as the election season begins. Wow. It's just unbelievable. It's one of the most popular pages on Reddit, the Donald Reddit page. It's officially been quarantined. They're suppressing everything you say on the Donald. Folks, they're not going to suppress Elizabeth Warren and her sensible shoes. They're not going to suppress Rosie O'Donnell. They're not going to suppress all the bad people. They're not going to suppress, I don't know, Joe Biden. They're not going to suppress Cory Booker. I'm trying to remember all the names of the Democrats running. Pete Butthead, the gay mayor. They won't suppress him. Being gay, it's okay. It's like when I gave a speech in San Francisco. A big Republican speech a few years back. I said, isn't it great to be in a place you can be openly gay, but you got to be a closet Republican?
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved
proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Oh.